Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 818 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Jeff, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd. It's a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. So it doesn't matter what you're designing, a logo, website, business card, or whatever, you can get a perfect custom design every time or your money back. If you go to designcrowd.com/askpat, you can learn more and download your free guide to outsourcing great logos, graphics, and websites for your business. And you get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. So again, that's designcrowd.com/askpat, promo code askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Jeff.
Hi, Pat. Quick question for you. This is Jeff Campbell from newmiddleclassdad.com. And I just launched my blog inspired by listening to your podcasts. And I've got a few different categories on my menu bar. And I know from listening to your interview with Neil Patel to just start with one epic post and then add more two or three times a week as it goes on. And I just have one main post, and rather than have nothing under the drop-down menus for the different categories, I have the same epic post underneath each one, and I wondered what you thought about that strategy. And then obviously, as I add more posts, I will remove that duplicate from each drop-down. Love your show. Both of your podcasts, love your blog. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. This answer is coming several months after your question was posed. So it looks like you have launched and I'm on your website now. And it looks like you're doing a great job of continually creating content and categorizing them and whatnot. So this question may be irrelevant to you at this point, but I think it still may be relevant to a lot of people. So when you're launching, you know, launching with one epic blog post is a great idea. I've done this before on foodtrucker.com. Actually, that epic blog post, which was called 50 Food Truckers Speak Out, What's One Thing I Wish I Knew Before Starting My Food Truck Business. And we collected and collated answers from 50 different food truck owners and posted them there. And it was an amazing post. It's gotten over 2,500 comments. It's been shared and kind of went viral for a while, which was awesome. But we also launched with a couple sort of auxiliary or secondary pieces of content in other categories. So that's what I actually would recommend. One epic blog post in your sort of main category that is super over-the-top value. That's the one that you promote. You can even throw advertising dollars at it if you wanted to. Not necessary, but if you build enough buzz and hype and you even start to build an email list beforehand or you reach out to your network to share one thing, that one thing is going to be that epic blog post. But what's nice about having these secondary pieces of content on the site is it sort of rounds out your site. So in these other categories that you want to have, which is good to have because you want to show what else you could talk about and you don't want to have your navigation menu just sort of be sort of bare and naked at that point. So it fills out your blog. It makes it look like it's, you know, somewhere they should continue to stick around on, and it looks like there's stuff there to look at. And yes, that's the case. So when they read that epic blog post, because that's how they initially find your stuff, they're going to see that there's other pieces of content to read. And one of those three may be one that would be more likely to get somebody to subscribe or to share. So even if they don't sort of resonate with that epic one, they might stumble upon and read your second one. Or maybe they might say, hey, the second one's good too. I'm going to subscribe to this person and share their stuff and subscribe to their email list and whatnot. So having content like that is great when you launch anything brand new. So on a podcast, launching with multiple episodes, with a blog, same thing with a video, I launch with two or three just so people can dive into your stuff even more. It gives them more opportunities to share and love your stuff and just, you know, start to really activates them to want to learn more from you. So that's what I would recommend. Now, on your site now, newmiddleclassdad.com, looks like you got a lot of great content. You got some interaction with an audience there, some new categories, it looks like, some other epic posts. So that looks great. So keep up the good work. I think you're on the right path. And yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. So Jeff, we want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show for sure. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day and the week by Stephen Leacock. He said, "I'm a great believer in luck. I find that the harder I work, the more I have of it." Love that. It sort of reminds me of a Jefferson quote that I live by, which is the harder you work, the luckier you become, which is absolutely true. Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate you. Appreciate all the support. And I look forward to serving you next week in the next batch of Ask Pat episodes. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.